This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. U.S. government officials say the first COVID-19 vaccines will begin arriving in states Monday morning. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
General Gus Perna says he expects the first shipments to arrive Monday with more over the following 2 days.
Within the next 24 hours, they will begin moving vaccine from the Pfizer manufacturing facility to the UPS and FedEx hubs. And then it will go out to the 636 locations nationwide.
Perna knows there won't be enough initial doses to vaccinate Americans for herd immunity.
We know that we are not done. We are not done until every American has access to the vaccine.
For those skeptical of the coronavirus vaccine, FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says they didn't cut corners, just red tape.
I know the meticulousness of the review that the FDA has done. I will absolutely take this COVID-19 vaccine.
And Hahn continues to say they were guided by science and not pushed by politics. I'm Julie Walker.
Negotiators for Britain and the European Union have until Sunday evening to break a deadlock over fishing rights and EU demands for Britain to face consequences if, in the future, it diverges from the bloc's rules. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has to decide whether the deal on offer is worth taking or if future freedom and domestic political benefits afforded by leaving without a deal outweigh the economic costs. A Brexit without a deal would damage the economies of Europe, send shockwaves through financial markets, snarl borders, and sow chaos through the delicate supply chains which stretch across Europe and beyond. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said in a statement the country's military had located and exchanged fire with kidnappers who took as many as 400 students from a school on Friday. The gang, armed with AK-47s, stormed the government science secondary school in Kankara district about 9:40 p.m. local time on Friday. Buhari condemned the attack in his home state. Police and the military were still working to determine how many students out of the 800 at the school were kidnapped and missing. Katsina is plagued by violence, and the government attributes it to bandits, a loose term for gangs of outlaws who attack locals and kidnap for ransom. Attacks by Islamist militants are common in northeastern parts of Nigeria. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged world leaders to declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. Guterres said that economic recovery packages launched in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic represented an opportunity to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future, but he warned this was not happening fast enough.
Carbon dioxide levels are at record highs. Today we are 1.2 degrees hotter than before the Industrial Revolution. If we don't change course, we may be headed for a catastrophic temperature rise of more than 3 degrees this century.
About 70 heads of state and government took part in the meeting, which was organized by Britain, the UN, and France. It took place on the fifth anniversary of the Paris Climate Agreement. French riot police dragged and arrested demonstrators in Paris who were protesting against police violence and a security bill on Saturday. Parisians and press freedom activists took to the street to protest against the draft law, which sets out to increase its surveillance tools and restrict rights on circulating images of police officers in the media and online.
Kiss an angel good morning.
Charlie Pride, country music's first African-American star, whose rich baritone on such hits as Kiss an Angel Good Morning helped sell millions of records and made him the first black member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, has died. He was 86. Pride died Saturday in Dallas of complications from COVID-19, according to his public relations firm. During his career, Charlie Pride released dozens of albums and sold more than 25 million records. He won 3 Grammy Awards, had more than 30 number one hits, and won the Country Music Association's Top Male Vocalist and Entertainer of the Year Awards. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2000. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.